Please open your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. If you're willing and able, would you please stand as we read our sermon text this morning? 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Hear the word of the Lord. Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians and God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that He has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia, for your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for giving to us Your holy word. May we receive it this morning with faith, and may Your Spirit apply it to our hearts that we might be more like Jesus. We pray that as a church we would always stand on the cornerstone that is Jesus Christ, that we would be rooted in the gospel, and that we would produce the fruit of righteousness. We ask in His name. Amen. Let's be seated, please. Well, my idea for today's sermon, as we think about 175 plus years of Tremont Baptist Church, I thought about having 2 points. Number one would be 175 things to be thankful for. Number two would be 175 things to look forward to. I figured number one on your list of things to be thankful for is short sermons, and the number one thing on your list of things to look forward to is lunch. So maybe I will forego that sermon, but I do want to think for a few minutes, about what we can look back on and be thankful for, and then I want to think about our future and where we're going. We have so much to be thankful for as a church. We have so much to praise God for. You know, our church, we've seen some good times. We've had some highs, and we've had some hard times. We've had some lows. But through it all, God has been faithful to each and every one of us. We see the goodness and love of God over the decades. And sometimes it's hard to see. Sometimes it's like looking out at a tree. You know, you look at it, and week by week, month by month, it doesn't seem that it does much. But if you look at it year by year, you see a little growth. You see it changing. And that's what our church has done by God's grace. Over 175 years, souls have been won to Christ. Disciples have been made. Lives have been changed. Mission work has been accomplished. Acts of mercy have been performed. The Bible has been taught. The Lord has been worshipped. The legacy of Tremont Baptist Church is seen in the lives of the people who have been connected to our church. You know, as the children were ringing bells this morning, I was looking up at all of them, and I think about how their families have been connected to the church. I see little Elise, and she's growing in her faith. She's coming to Sunday school in Awana, and she's being taught John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life." And she's believing that. She's learning the truth. "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." She's learning that because we have Sunday school teachers and Awana workers and so many of you in Vacation Bible School who are investing in Elisa's life and Max's life and Ella's life and Matthew's life and Dylan's life and the lives of so many others. And it's not just the children. We go up a generation and we see Megan faithfully serving the Lord, and she and Paul working here in the church. And they're here because Megan's parents were here and served the Lord faithfully. And I think about Leanne and how Marianne raised her up and to serve the Lord, and how Marianne would play the organ and play the piano and lead the choirs and serve as a deaconess and prepare funeral meals. And she learned that from her mother before her. And we just keep going back and we see the line of God, the godly heritage that has gone on before. And you know, we can trace it through Elisa's family, but we can trace it through the Brown family. But it's not just those who are in the church. We could look outside of the church as well. We can think about the Emigs, and we can think about the Flares. We can think about your family. We can see how God has been working in so many lives, and we can trace His hand through so many generations. There are some of us who are here, but God has also scattered some of us. You know, I was trying to think of a better illustration, but I can't think of a more appropriate illustration of how it works. You know, I think about the dandelion. I know you don't like dandelions, but that's a remarkable creation of God. You know, it comes in, and dandelions, they grow anywhere. And that's the church, right? The church can sprout up and spring up anywhere. And it comes up, and I know you hate them, but you see those little puffballs. The kids all love them. You know, the wind comes and blows those spores everywhere and they scatter. And that's what God has done in our church. The wind of the Holy Spirit has blown across our church. And individuals and families and people, they've scattered all over the world. And God has blessed the world through our church in that way. I've got a little video I want to show you here. Let's watch this.
Send this video and just share a couple things. Number one, just congratulations. I'm rejoicing with you from a distance. Again, I hate it that I can't be there. I would love to have been there. But way to go on 175 years of faithfulness, of proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. That Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And so, I just rejoice and excited with you in these hours and times of celebration for you guys. Secondly, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for investing in me. Thank you for pouring your life into me. It was in junior high at Tremont Baptist Church where I publicly professed Christ. I was baptized there. In 1991, Chris and I, we were married at Tremont Baptist Church. When I graduated from high school in 1982, I don't know if you remember this, but I was given this Bible from the church, and it says, Kurt Souder, Sunday, May 23rd, 1982, and it says 2 Timothy 2:15. Do your best, Paul's talking to Timothy, but it says, do your best, Timothy, to present yourselves to God as a workman who correctly handles the word of truth. And I want you to know that I take this Bible with me. It's in my glove compartment, in my van. And I take, every time I walk into a hospital, every time I go to a nursing home, I take this with me. And so many times, I think of Ben Miller, who wrote that in there. I think of Tremont Baptist Church, when I walk in the hospital, and I use this Bible. I've been using it now for all these years. And I'm just grateful. I praise God for Tremont Baptist Church. I just want to give a shout out to some folks who I'm forever grateful for. Carol Emig, who was so faithful in so many years of Sunday school superintendent. And he would do some of the craziest things and try to keep us young people alive and attentive. I think of Ben Miller when he would pray. Sometimes as a high schooler, I would think, is he ever going to say amen? But I look back and I'm thankful for him. I think of Dale Fletter teaching me in high school. I'm not for sure I was very teachable in high school. But I'm grateful for Dale and Joyce Riddle. And there's so many folks who taught and loved me. And where I am today is in a huge part of the folks at Tremont Baptist. I'm going to send an additional video of the ministry that God called me to, that Kristen and I started 12 years ago, and now my new wife, Nancy, we are together, and it's just a joy to serve together. Thank you for your prayers. Again, thank you for your faithfulness, and God bless all of you.
We showed the video of Kurt's ministry last night, but I just want you to know he has a far and wide reach touching the lives of many people, and that had its beginning here at Tremont Baptist Church. We have so much to be thankful for, so much to praise God for. He has done so much for us and through us and in us, and He has been good and He has been faithful. So my question is, what now? What about the next 175 years? Now, I don't want to be presumptuous. James 4 says, don't say today or tomorrow we'll do this or that, but say, if the Lord wills, tomorrow we'll do this or that. And so, I don't know if we'll be here for 175 years. So, if the Lord allows us to be here for another 175 years, where are we going to go? By God's grace, what will we do? If the Lord gives us another 175 years, or if it's just 75 years, or if it's just 75 days, or 75 minutes, as a church, and you know the church, you are the church. It's not this building, it's the people. So as the church, as individuals, my prayer, my desire for us, my hope, after we are all gone, my prayer is that Tremont Baptist Church would continue on the path that we've been on for 175 years. To walk faithfully with God. To love one another. To love the Lord our God. To love our neighbors. To have hope that perseveres even through the darkest times. That's what Paul prayed for as he thought about the Thessalonians. What he was thankful for and what he continued to hope for. As you read on in 1 Thessalonians, you find that these are the themes that he latches on to. He latches on to faith, love, and hope. It's what he thanked God for as he reflected on the past of the Thessalonian church. It's what he longed for the future of that church. And that's what my prayer is for us today. I hope that's what your prayer is. Beloved, let us have faith that produces good works. Let us have faith that produces good works. Our faith is that there is one God who is triune. This one God is the only God, and He is the creator of heaven and earth. And He made us to know Him and have a relationship with Him, but we have all sinned and we've fallen away from Him. But God, in His great love and mercy, has come into this world through His Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us and was raised from the dead, so that if we put our faith and trust Him, we will have eternal life and we'll be reconciled to Him. Our faith is the gospel, that God is love and that He is Savior and that He has spoken to us through His Son and is recorded for us in His Word, and our faith is built on this. And this faith produces good works. We serve and we worship the Lord. We advance His kingdom throughout the world. We have a faith in the God that is, and it moves us out to live for Him. Genuine faith directs us to the supremacy of God in all things throughout our lives. May we be a church marked by faith that produces good works for the glory of God. My second prayer, my second desire for our church is that we would have a love that prompts joyful labor. Love that cares for one another. Love that shares when one another is in need. Love that blesses others as we have been blessed. And as we reflect on our lives, we have been tremendously blessed. Love that bears the burdens that we all have. Love that gives sacrificially for the needs of each other so that no one is without, but all in our midst are taken care of. Genuine love moves us beyond ourselves to help others see and know God in a deeper way. May we be a church marked by genuine love, deep love, ever-growing love, because our love is rooted in faith, faith in the God who is and who has spoken. Third, let us have a hope that inspires tireless endurance. It is so easy to throw in the towel and quit. When you face hard times, when you face disappointments and frustration, it's easy to just to want to give up and give in. But friends, we have to have hope. We have to have confidence that God is God and He's in control and He is on His throne. He loves us and He's accomplishing His good purposes. We may not see it, just like we don't see the tree grow, but we see the fruit, we taste the fruit, and we trust in the Lord. God is in control and He's at work. Let us not give in to the darkness of despair, because Jesus is coming, and until then, the gates of hell will not prevail. Press on and don't grow weary. Genuine hope strengthens us with absolute confidence in God's love, wisdom, and power. You know, when you have this kind of hope, you can't give in to cynicism. By my family disposition, I have a tendency to be a little negative. I come by it honestly. My dad, my mom, my grandma, you know, it just goes back. We are good worriers. We are good complainers. We are good. We're good at just being downers on all sorts of things. We find the cloud in every silver lining. So I got to fight against that. You know the way I fight against that? It's by looking to the Lord, by remembering Him and having hope in Him. Not in what I can do, not in what we can do, but in what He has done and what He will continue to do. So let us have absolute confidence in God's love, God's wisdom, and God's power. And let us tirelessly endure no matter what. We share the gospel, we invite people, we pray for people, and it seems like we're getting nowhere. Don't give up. Don't give in. Press on. My prayer for Tremont Baptist Church is that we will always be known for our faith, love, and hope. What kind of church do we want to be? Church of faith, a church of love, a church of hope. And the only way for that to happen is if each and every one of us as individuals have faith, love, and hope in our lives. Because the church is the people, you and me. Some of you have been here your entire lives. You've grown up in this church and you have a long heritage, a long history. Some of you are newly planted in the church. You've been grafted in, but all of us have a place. And all of us are needed here in the church. God has brought us all together. And each one of us can contribute, and we ought to contribute. We contribute with faith. We contribute with love, and we contribute with hope. So do you have faith today? Do you believe God and trust in His Word? Do you trust in Christ as your Savior and Lord? Do you have love today? Do you love God with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, and all of your strength? Do you love your neighbor as yourself? Do you love one another? Do you love your enemies? Do you love this community that we live in and want them to know Christ? Do you have hope today? Do you trust God's wisdom and power and love to work all things together for our good and for His glory? Do you look forward to the coming of Jesus? Are you filled with a holy optimism as you look to the future, knowing that the Lord is there and nothing shall stop His good plans? I think our church is in need of revival. I think we're in need of some renewal. It doesn't start with a big rah-rah rally. It doesn't start with some flashy event. It starts in our hearts. It starts with us. It starts with a desire for God to be at move, be moving and at work in our midst. It starts with a recommitment to faith and love and hope. May the Lord revive us today. And may the revival carry us on through another 175 plus years. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the love that You have, the faith that You give, and the hope that we can hold on to. We pray for revival and renewal in our church, in our midst, that we would be the people that You'd have us to be, doing the work You'd have us to do, pressing on with joy and confidence. Father, we pray for a great future. We know a great future awaits us, because You're a great God. So let it begin today. Fan the flames of revival, recommitment, and renewal. Give us hope and optimism for the days ahead, for our lives as disciples, for our families, for our church. We pray this for the glory of Your name, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen.